USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes a reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. President Biden not expected to speak at any of the three ceremonies. Saudi Arabia is again proclaiming its innocence in the 9/11 terrorist attacks while victims' families push for transparency. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered on that day by 19 Islamic terrorists, 15 of them who were from Saudi Arabia. Three Saudi government officials were questioned, then cleared by the 9/11 Commission in testimony that's remained sealed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The new IBM Power Rankings with Watson and updated Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Since last year's entirely virtual tournament, we've learned even more about what fans are looking for and how technology can help execute a tournament of this scale. We're excited to bring that insight into our continued partnership with the USTA and to help leverage our AI and cloud expertise to make the tournament more engaging for fans via digital platforms and new fan experiences.
The U.S. Open also launched the first ever U.S. Open fantasy tennis game with insights from IBM Watson. To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and he should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to win big in California's recall election. A new poll from UC Berkeley indicates Democrat Newsom has a commanding lead of more than 20 points in the special election. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new poll says the vast majority of Americans remember where they were on September 11, 2001. That's the day nearly 3,000 people were killed in terrorist attacks in New York City, Pennsylvania, and the Washington, D.C. area. The survey from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and Ipsos says 92% remember where they were in addition to what they were doing on that fateful day. 3 days after the terrorist attack, former President George W. Bush visited Ground Zero.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.